الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، continuing with عقيدة الواسطية الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. We've reached the place where he is discussing إثبات اتصافه بالرحمة والمغفرة. Affirmation of the attributes of mercy and forgiveness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned a number of verses. 7 آيات from the book of Allah عز وجل. He said وقوله, and he's saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in the name of Allah, the All Merciful, the Bestower of Mercy. And in the previous lesson, Alhamdulillah, we already discussed that. The second verse that he mentioned is the saying of Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the statement of the angels, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Our Lord, your mercy and knowledge encompasses everything. The third verse, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الرَّحِيمًا. He is the ever most merciful to the believers. The fourth verse, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy embraces and encompasses all things. The fifth verse, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has written mercy upon Himself. The sixth verse, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And He is the all-forgiving, bestower of mercy, most merciful. The seventh verse that he mentioned, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So the second ayah is where we reached, which is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. When Allah informed us about the statement of the angels, our Lord, your mercy and knowledge encompasses everything. الشيخ العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, he said, هذا حكاية عن الملائكة الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله أنهم يستغفرون للذين آمنوا فيقولون. الله سبحانه وتعالى in this ayah in Surah Ghafir is informing us about the statement of the angels who carry the throne and those around it, that they seek forgiveness for those who believe, saying, نعم هذا من صفات الصالحين, that is from the attributes of the righteous, that they seek forgiveness for those who believe. يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about the believing servants. They say, our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith. So the angels who carry the throne and those around it, they seek forgiveness for those who believe. فيقولون, and they say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Our Lord, your mercy and knowledge encompasses all things. And here the Shaykh explains that the word rahma wa ilma, and we're not going to go into too much detail as it relates to qawa'id al-nahu, the principles of the Arabic language. He said, mansuban al-tamiz al-muhawwal an al-fa'il, that rahmatan and ilman, these two words are mansub. Rahmatan wa ilman. Why? Because of al-tamiz. وفي ذلك دليل على سعة رحمة الله وشمولها. This is a clear proof of the vastness and the inclusiveness of the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وفي ذلك دليل على سعة رحمة الله وشمولها. فما من مسلم ولا كافر إلا وقد نالته رحمة الله في الدنيا. And there is not a Muslim. Listen to this, Ikhwan. It's a very important point. There is not a Muslim or a non-Muslim except that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla has reached them in this world. There is not a Muslim or a non-Muslim except that the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has reached them in this world. وَأَمَّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَتَخْتَصُّ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As for the hereafter, then the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is specific to the believers. Because, brothers and sisters, rahmatullahi ala qismain. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is of two types. رَحْمَةُ وَالْعَامَ. The general mercy of Allah لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this is applicable to all of the creation of Allah. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is of two types. Firstly, general, meaning that which is in the dunya. Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gives them food. He gives them drink. He gives them things for them to continue their lives. يُعْطِيهِمْ الدُّرُرِيَاتِ. He gives them the necessities. And the like of that. وَهَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ عَامَّةٌ تَشْتَرِكُ فِيهَا الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. This is mercy which is general. And it is applicable to all of the creation. As for the second type of mercy, then it is referring to رَحْمَةُ الْخَاصَّةِ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, His specific mercy that He bestows upon the believers only. And again, إِخْوَانَ وَهِيَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ أَيْضًا. We can further divide this into two types. نعم. As we said, وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. The mercy of Allah, we can divide it into two types. رَحْمَةُ الْعَامَ لِجَمِيعِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. The general mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, which He bestows upon all of the creation. Giving them food, giving them drink, giving them clothing, giving them the necessities that they need to survive. The second type, الثانية, رَحْمَةُ الْخَاصَ. The specific mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is specific, الْخَاصَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَهِيَ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ أَيْضًا. And this is divided into two types. Who can tell me what the two types or the two categories are here? The first, Ikhwan, rahma fi dunya, the mercy of Allah that He bestows upon the believers in this dunya. And again, فَفْهَمُوا ذَلِكَ فَاللَّهُ يَرْحَمُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِبَيَانِ الْحَقِّ لَهُمْ وَتَوْفِيقِهِ لَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is His specific mercy that He bestows upon the believers. So Allah Azza wa Jal bestows His mercy upon the believers in this dunya, in this world. Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, bestows His mercy upon them by clarifying to them the truth and granting them success to embrace it. And He makes it easy for them to know Him and to believe in Him. Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then He gives them firmness upon this path. So Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He grants the believers success. He bestows upon them His mercy in this world by clarifying to them the truth, granting them success to embrace it and accept it, and making it easy for them to understand it and have knowledge of it and believe in it. And then He makes them firm upon it. And no doubt that is ni'matun azeem. The second type, Ikhwan, وَالرَّحْمَةِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, the mercy that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon the believers in the hereafter. بِأَنْ يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدَ بِإِدْخَالِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنْجَائِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mercy upon the believing servant by entering them into paradise and saving them from the punishment of the fire. فَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدُنَا الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. No one will enter paradise except by the mercy of Allah. And we discussed this issue in detail عندما درسنا شرح السنة للإمام البربهاري رحمه الله. We discussed this in detail when we studied the explanation of the Sunnah of Imam Al-Barbahari rahmatullahi alayh. Who can give me a proof, ikhwan, that no one will enter paradise except through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, as comes in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahimahullah, min hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an, la yudkhilu ahada minkum amal wal jannah. None of your actions will enter you into paradise. None of your actions will enter you into paradise. Your actions are not alone going to enter you into Jannah. There are reasons for you to enter paradise, but your actions alone are not going to enter you into Jannah. They're only a means. So they said, قِيلَ وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, وَلَا أَنَا. He said, even me. Except that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow His mercy upon me and His grace. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. So the actions are a means, but the believers enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So again, that is the second type. حَفِذُكُمْ Allah. The hadith Sahih Muslim. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2816. Hadith number 2816. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah he mentioned is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the third verse which establishes mercy as an attribute from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. The next verse that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah he mentioned, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And He is the ever most merciful to the believers. He is the ever most merciful to the believers. Shaykh al-Fawzani, he said, explaining this ayah, he said, هَذَا إِخْبَارٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّهُ رَحِيمٌ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرْحَمَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Again, emphasizing the point we mentioned earlier, Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing that He is Rahim, merciful to the believers. He bestows mercy upon them in this life and mercy upon them in the hereafter. أَمَّا فِي الدُّنْيَا as for this world, فَإِنَّهُ حَدَاهُمْ إِلَى الْحَقِّ الَّذِي جَهِلَهُ غَيْرُهُمْ. Then verily Allah Azza wa Jal guided them to the truth which other people were ignorant of. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jal رحمك يا عبد الله ويا أمة الله. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed His mercy upon you, O servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, when He guided you to Al-Islam. And that mercy is not for everyone because the disbelievers have not been guided to the truth. And they still continue in darkness. وَبَصَّرُهُمْ الطَّرِيقَ الَّذِي ضَلَّ عَنْهُ غَيْرُهُمْ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave the believers understanding of the path which others are ignorant of and deviated from. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave the believers understanding of the path that other people have deviated from. Naam, as we said, some individuals, kuffar asliyun, they're disbelievers. They never embraced Islam. Others, wal'iyadu billah, are murtadun. They might have been once Muslim and they apostated. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all, ikhwan. Because that person, if he dies in that state, they have destroyed their dunya and their akhirah. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal, if somebody dies upon al-Islam, may Allah bless us all to die upon al-Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal as He deserves to be feared and do not die except as Muslims. Now if somebody, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them to die as a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of that, Allah bestow mercy upon them and ثَبَّتَهُمْ and He established them until they died. And that's what matters, to remain firm until you die. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Because you will be judged how you left this world, in what state. Final deeds will be considered. What matters is how you depart from this dunya. How do we leave it? May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to die upon Tawheed and the Sunnah. وَأَمَّا رَحْمَتُهُ بِهِمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. As for His mercy that He bestows upon them in the hereafter, Then Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He protects them from the greatest terror. He protects them from the terrors. Now, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, the greatest terrors that they will experience, and enters them into paradise. And now, even in the barzakh, even in the grave, no doubt the believer is the one who experiences the blessing of the bliss of the qabr, the grave, is experiencing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is bestowing upon them His mercy. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ مَعْذِرَةً قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy embraces everything. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 156. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The next verse that he mentioned, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has written mercy upon Himself. Your Lord has written mercy upon Himself. How do we understand this? Your Lord has written mercy upon Himself. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the meaning of كَتَبَ here, أي أوجبها على نفسه الكريمة تفضلا منه وإحسانا. Meaning, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it binding upon His noble self as a favor and grace from Him. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He made it obligatory upon His own self as a favor and a grace from Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's important, Ikhwan. Why is that important? Why is that important, that explanation? Who can tell me? Now, because you have from Ahlul Bidah, those who say that it is wajib for Allah to do such and such because we deserve such and such based upon our intellects. Wal-iyadu billah. Look at that balad. From Ahlul Bidah, from the people of misguidance and innovation, you have those who say, أوجبوا على الرب وحرموا أشياء بعقولهم. They have made things obligatory upon Allah, and they have made things impermissible for Allah, بعقولهم, with their intellects. من غير أن يوجبها على هو على نفسه ولا حرمها. So you have from the people of innovation, those who have made things obligatory upon Allah Azza wa Jal, wal-iyadu billah, saying that it is something that is deserved and other than that, according to their intellects. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَبْطَلِ الْأَبَاطِيلِ. Rather, the meaning is, أَوْجَبَهَا عَلَى نَفْسِهَا الْكَرِيمَةِ. Allah made it obligatory upon His noble self. تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ وَإِحْسَانًا. As a favor and a grace from Him. Allah, He made it obligatory upon Himself. None of the creation can make anything obligatory upon Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, وَهَذِي الْكِتَابَ كَوْنِيَ قَدَرِيَ لَمْ يُجِبْهَا عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. And this writing is a universal decree. No one made this obligatory upon him. Why did Shaykh Fawzan say that? Allah Azza wa Jalla made it obligatory upon Himself as a favor and a grace from Him, as a blessing or a favor from Him. No one can make anything obligatory upon Allah. It's like the hadith, Qudsi, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulm ala nafsi, wa ja'altu baynakum muharraman, fala tazalimu. O my servants, I have made oppression impermissible for myself. Allah Azza wa Jalla, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why did the Shaykh al-Fawzan say this is kitab qadariya kawniya? Anyone? Because Ikhwan, al-kitaba, you have two types. For example, in the ayah we have here, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, has written mercy upon Himself. So writing, this writing can be legislative or it can be universal. What is the meaning of writing something legislatively? Allah Azza wa Jalla has written something legislatively. What does that mean? Kitaba shar'iyya. Allah has written something legislatively. What does that mean? And when I give the example, you will say, ah, that's clear. Wadih. Naam. كتب عليكم الصيام. Fasting has been written for you, upon you. This is كتاب الشرعية. This is a writing that is legislative. نعم, it is written, كتب عليكم الصيام. Fasting has been written for you. Who has written it for you? Allah Azza wa Jal. This writing is what? Legislative. شرعية. كتب عليكم الصيام. Likewise, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وكتبنا عليهم فيها أن النفس بالنفس. We have written upon them that a life is for a life. That's كتاب الشرعية. That is legislative writing. Allah Azza wa Jal has written this legislatively. Then you have the second type, الكونية القدرية. Allah Azza wa Jal has written it as a universal decree. And an example of that is the ayah we just mentioned, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has written mercy upon Himself. كِتَابَ كَوْنِيَ قَدَرِيَ. This is a universal writing of decree. In this ayah, فَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ وَإِحْسَانًا مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُوجِبَهَا عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has written upon Himself with the universal writing, which is a decree that He has written upon Himself mercy as a favor and bestowing grace without anyone making it obligatory upon Allah Azza wa Jal. And as comes in the lines of poetry, مَا لِلْعِبَادِ عَلَيْهِ حَقٌ وَاجِبٌ كَلَّا وَلَا سَعْيٌ لَدَيْهِ دَائِعٌ إِنْ عُذِّبُوا فَبِعَدْلِهِ أَوْ نُعِمُوا فَبِفَضْلِهِ وَهُوَ الْكَرِيمَ الْوَاسِعُ. Here, the servants, مَا لِلْعِبَادِ عَلَيْهِ حَقٌ وَاجِبٌ. No, none of the servants can make anything obligatory upon Allah. كَلَّا. It's impossible. وَلَا سَعْيٌ لَدَيْهِ دَائِعٌ. And anyone who strives to do good, it will not be wasted with Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنْ عُذِّبُوا فَبِعَدْلِهِ أَوْ نُعِمُوا. If they are punished, then they are punished with the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal, through His justice. If Allah punishes them, they are punished through the justice of Allah. أَوْ نُعِمُوا. If they are bestowed, if blessings are bestowed upon them and they are given bliss, فَبِفَضْلِهِ, then this is with the grace of Allah. وَهُوَ الْكَرِيمَ الْوَاسِعُ. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And He is the forgiving, the bestower of mercy. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, وَقَوْلُهُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And He is the forgiving, the bestower of mercy. يُخْبِرُ سُبْحَانَهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ مُتَّصِفٌ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ لِمَنْ تَابَ إِلَيْهِ وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala informs about Himself that He possesses the attribute of forgiveness and mercy to whoever repents to Him. For whoever repents to Him and places their trust in Him. وَلَوْ مِنْ أَيِّ ذَنْبٍ كَانْ كَالشِّرْكِ. Regardless of what sin they repent from, even if it is shirk, فَإِنُّهُ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُ وَيَرْحَمُهُ. For verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns to the one who repents with forgiveness and shows them mercy and accepts their repentance. Look at that, ikhwan. Now, from any sin, if a person repents to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if they repent with a sincere repentance, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them. Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the forgiving, the bestower of mercy. That's why, again, if a servant knows Allah Azza wa Jalla with His names and His attributes, knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Ghafoor, the forgiving, from His attributes is Al-Maghfira, forgiveness. From the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Rahim, that He bestows, the bestower of mercy. From the attributes of Allah is Rahmah, mercy. That individual will not despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Regardless of what they missed, any mistakes that they make, they will turn back to Allah Azza wa Jalla and beg Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. As for statements, when people make statements and they say, I'm doomed, I'm damned to the hellfire forever, Allah will never forgive me. Allah, you hear people making, wal-iyadu billah, some people making these statements. You know, I'm doomed, I'm finished, I'm damned. هذا سوء الظن. Ya Abdullah, that shows that there's some weakness in belief. Because if you knew Allah, حق المعرفة, with His names, with His attributes, the individual will never utter these statements. That's why
what they attribute to Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know that Jesus wasn't crucified. Jesus wasn't crucified. When the Christians attribute to Jesus that he said when he was on the cross, again, we don't believe that he was on the cross. But they say, they claim that he said, "My Lord, why have you forsaken me?" Can a prophet say that? هَلْ يَتَفَوَّهُ بِهَذَا نَبِيٌ رَسُولًا مِنْ أُولِي الْعَزَمِ "My Lord, why have you forsaken me?" أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ The one who knows Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with his names, with his attributes, never despairs of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No matter what the servant does, no matter what type of sins that they commit, they hasten to repent and they turn back to Allah Azza wa Jalla and they beg his forgiveness and they beg his mercy. Naam, so Al-Ghafoor, Ikhwan, the off-forgiving is from the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wal-Maghfira Sifatu, and forgiveness is an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَعْنَى الْغَفُورِ, and the meaning of the off-forgiving, السَّاتِرْ لِلْذَّمْبِ الْمَاحِ لَهُ, the one who conceals the sin and wipes it away. وَإِذَا غُفِرَ الْذَّمْبِ زَالَتْ عُقُوبَتُهُ, if the sin is forgiven, then the punishment for it will be removed. The punishment for it will be removed. فَإِنَّ الْمَغْفِرَةِ هِيَ وِقَايَةُ شَرِّ الْذَّمْبِ. So الْغَفُورِ, the off-forgiving, is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it means the one who conceals the sin and wipes it and washes it away. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive all of our sins. وَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ الْجَهْمِيَّةَ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَ وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ صِفَةَ الرَّحْمَةَ وَالْمَغْفِرَةَ. Look, Ikhwan, the Jahmiya and the Mu'tazila and those who follow them, they deny the attribute of mercy and forgiveness for Allah. Why do they deny? لِمَاذَ يُنْكِرُونَ صِفَةَ الرَّحْمَةِ? Why do they deny the attribute of mercy for Allah? Showing you again their corruption. Naam. Why, Ikhwan? Who can tell me? Ahsant. They, listen, حَفِذِكُمْ اللَّهِ قَالُوا, listen to how corrupt they are. أُنْظُرْ إِلَى جَهْلِهِمْ. That is why you have individuals, وَقَدْ حَدَثَ مَعَنَا. People say, Alhamdulillah, نَحْنُ نَدْرُسَ هَذِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. We study this belief so that our actions, حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَعْمَالُنَا صَحِيحًا, so our actions can be correct. So that our actions can be correct. So that you can see, Alhamdulillah, the fruits in our conduct, in our worship, in our behavior. Likewise, so that we can distinguish between truth and falsehood. There was an individual, he used to come to this masjid. كَانَ يَأْتِي إِلَى هُنَا إِلَى هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ. Then, we didn't see him for years. All of a sudden he showed up, he's going to a university online. I asked him, who are these people? He started to tell me about them. I said, are they upon the sunnah? So from the kalimat he said, that the Asha'ira and the Maturidiyah, who the Asha'ira, they deny the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, except for a small number. So I said, how are these people from Ahl Sunnah? Whoever you're studying with, if they're saying this, they're upon balada, misguidance. يُلَبِّسُونَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. They're trying to fool the people. So then he came back with an email from his teacher. The teacher mulabbis. جَاهِلْ لَكِمْ mulabbis. The teacher, what the conclusion was, it was a long article, that basically the salaf were right when they affirmed the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also the khalaf, like the Asha'ir and the Maturidiyah, they were also correct. Because all of them wanted to free Allah Azza wa Jal of resembling the creation. So they all have the same goal, even though they try to do it differently. Wal-iyadu billah. So my question to him was, I gave him one example. I said, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do you know what that means? Yes, the people of the Sunnah who adhere to the Sunnah and the orthodox body. Okay, the one who says Allah Azza wa Jal is everywhere, wal-iyadu billah, or has no place. Has he agreed with what's in the Quran and the Sunnah? He said, no. I said, khalas, they're not Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah then. Likewise, the one who denies the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Jahmiya, the Mu'tazila, and those who follow them, they deny mercy for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Some of them, يعني يحرفون معنى. Some of them, they distort the meaning. They say it means إرادة الإنعام. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wants to bestow His blessings upon the person. Why do they deny it? Because قالوا, they say الرحمة ضعف وخور في الطبيعة. Because they say mercy is a weakness in a person's character as it pertains to the humans. وتألم على المرحوم وبذلك نفوا صفة لله ثابتة. And this is how they negated for Allah an attribute that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah. Ikhwan, who can tell me that one of the major errors or fatal flaws that they have made? How do you respond to that? Fadl, Abdul Malik, how do you respond to that? They say the meaning of Rahmah, we don't affirm Rahmah. Mercy is an attribute for Allah. Because if we affirm it for Allah, Rahmah means it shows weakness and a feebleness. So we don't affirm that for Allah. Rather we say mercy means iradatul in'am, the will to bestow blessings upon them. How do you respond to that? It's easy, it's simple. We studied this from the beginning now, I don't know how many weeks. Everyone should be able to respond. Fadl, Shams. Okay.
So when they did that, then they did
Exactly. Oh, well, and look, they are resembling Allah to the creation. That's their first error. Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, لأن الله وصف نفسه بالرحمة. Allah, look at the ayat that we mentioned. And they're just some of them. Allah described Himself as having the attribute of mercy. He mentioned that His name is the most merciful. Who are you, ya miskeen? تأتي وتقول. La, we don't affirm rahmah for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah affirmed it for Himself. And He is the one who said, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like Him. So the first error that you made, which is a fundamental and fatal error, you've resembled Allah to the creation. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And you have not understood the saying of Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And that is why we said, Ikhwan, مَا مِن مُؤَوِّلٍ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُشَبِّهٍ. There is not a muharrif, a mu'awwil. Anyone who distorts the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, except that he is a mushabbih. He's resembled Allah to the creation. كيف? How is that? لِأَنَّهُ مَا أَوَّلَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ أَنْ شَبَّهِ. The reason why he has metaphorically or distorted the attribute or the meaning of the attribute of mercy, the reason is because he's resembled in his mind Allah to the creation. قَامَ فِي قَلْبِهِ التَّشْبِيهِ. In his heart, the only thing that he can focus upon or the only thing he fathoms and understands is that Allah resembles the creation. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. فَأَرَادَ نَفْيَهُ. He wants to negate that. So what does he do? فَأَوَّلَ. أَمَّا السُنِّي. As for the Sunni, the person of the Sunnah, فَإِنُّهُ يَرَى مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَقًّا. Then he believes what Allah has said to be the truth. وَلَا يَنْفِي شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He doesn't deny any of it. بَلْ يَعْتَقِدْ أَنَّ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ لَا يَقْتَضِي إِثْبَاتًا لَا يَقْتَضِي إِثْبَاتُهَا تَمْثِيلًا بِصِفَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. The Sunni believes what Allah said to be true, and he does not deny anything that Allah has affirmed for himself. Rather, he believes that the attributes of Allah are befitting His Majesty, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also, Ikhwan, even we could argue with them on their false argument when they say mercy is weakness. Who said that? That's according to, again, your corrupt understanding. Even as it pertains to humans. فَلِأَنَّ الضَّعْفُ وَالْخَوَرُ مَذْمُومٌ مِنَ الْآدَمِيِّينَ وَالرَّحْمَةُ مَمْدُوحَةٌ. If you say about a person, he was compassionate or merciful, that's praiseworthy, right? Do you understand that that's dispraiseworthy, that's weak? So-and-so, he showed mercy. That's not يعني, dispraiseworthy. Rather, in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He commands us, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. They advise one another with patience, and they advise one another with mercy. So what? That's dispraiseworthy? Allah Azza wa Jal in the ayah is praising them. Now, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. That's praiseworthy. And Ikhwan, you can find those benefits in detail in the books of Ibn al-Qayyim, in the books of Ibn Taymiyyah, in the books of those, alhamdulillah, who benefited from their works, and even the scholars that came before them. Naam, so is that clear? That's wadih. So these individuals, because of the inhiraf al-aqadi, you see that they deny the attributes that are thabita lillahi azza wa jal, that are affirmed and established for Allah subhanahu
وتعالى. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى mentioned, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى, He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. That's the shahid min al-ayah. And this verse, what was the context of this ayah? Can anyone tell me? What was the context of the ayah? What was the context of this verse? Naam. This verse, Ikhwan, that is found in Surah to Yusuf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tells us about the statement of His Prophet Ya'qub, alayhi salatu wa salam. حين طلب منه بنوه أن يرسل معهم أخاهم. When his sons, they requested from Ya'qub to send with them their brother. And they made an agreement with him that they would protect him. فقال لهم, and he said to them, Ya'qub said to them, فالله خير حافظة. Allah Azza wa Jal is the best God, وهو أرحم الراحمين, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. And He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. وهذا التفويض من يعقوب إلى الله في حفظه ابنه. وهذا التفويض من يعقوب إلى الله في حفظ ابنه. And here يعقوب is entrusting the protection of his son to Allah تبارك وتعالى. ومن أسمائه تعالى الحفيظ. From the names of Allah عز وجل is الحفيظ. And the meaning of Al-Hafidh, الَّذِي يَحْفَظُ عِبَادَهُ بِحِفْظِ الْعَامِ. From the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Hafidh, the one who protects his servants with a general protection from destruction and ruin. The protector. وَيَحْفَظُ عِبَادَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِحِفْظِ الْخَاصِ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla protects his believing servants with a specific protection. عَمَّا يُفْسِدُ إِيمَانَهُمْ وَعَمَّا يَدُرُّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ وَدُنْيَاهُمْ. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla protects with a specific protection His believing servants from anything that would corrupt and ruin their belief and anything that harms them in this life and anything that harms them as it pertains to the religion. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best protector. From the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Hafidh. The protector, الَّذِي يَحْفَظُ عِبَادَهُ بِحِفْظِ الْعَامِ. The one who protects his servants with his general protection from ruin, destruction, and the like. وَيَحْفَظُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And likewise, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He records all of their actions. He preserves for them the record of all of their actions. وَيَحْفَظُ عِبَادُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِحِفْظِ الْخَاصِ. And He also protects His believing servants with His specific protection. And this is from anything that would corrupt and ruin their faith. And anything that would harm them in their worldly affairs. And likewise in their religion. Then the Shaykh al-Fawzani closes, and we'll close with this. الشاهد من الآيات الكريمة. The point from these verses. أن فيها وصف الله سبحانه وتعالى بالرحمة والمغفرة على ما يليق بجلاله كسائر صفاته. The point from these verses, Ikhwan, is that they contain the attributes of mercy and forgiveness for Allah in a way befitting to His Majesty. Understand that. كما يليق بجلاله. Like the rest of His attributes. وفيها الرد على الجهمية والمعتزلة ونحوهم. And this contains a refutation of the جهمية, the معتزلة, and other than them. مِمَّنْ يَنْفُونَ عَنِ اللَّهِ اتِّصَافَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Those who deny that Allah possesses the attribute of mercy and forgiveness. مِمَّنْ يَنْفُونَ عَنِ اللَّهِ اتِّصَافَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ فِرَارًا مِنَ التَّشْبِيهِ بِزَعْمِهِمْ. They deny that Allah has the attributes of mercy and forgiveness, claiming that they are fleeing from resembling Allah Azza wa Jal to the creation. And this is a false claim of this. قالوا, they say, لأن المخلوق يوصف بالرحمة. They say because we do not describe Allah Azza wa Jalla as having the attribute of mercy, because the creation also is described as having the attribute of mercy. وتأولوا هذه الآيات على المجاز وهذا باطل. And they metaphorically explain these verses to be al-majaz, to have different meanings to what is apparent. وهذا باطل. And this is false and it is rejected. This is false and it is rejected. So they metaphorically interpreted rahma with a false explanation. And this is false and it is rejected. لأن الله سبحانه أثبت لنفسه هذه الصفة. Because Allah affirmed for Himself the attribute of mercy. ورحمته سبحانه ليست كرحمة المخلوق حتى يلزم التشبيه كما يزعمون. And the mercy of Allah is not like the mercy of the creation. Any attribute of Allah is befitting His majesty and specific to Allah. That's easy. It's simple. That's why this belief is clear. It's in accordance to the fitrah. It's in accordance to the fitrah. It's in accordance to Quran and Sunnah. And it's in accordance to al-aql al-sahih. The attributes of Allah are befitting and specific to Allah. Allah from His attributes is mercy. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. Simple. Why do you, and Ikhwan, the argument, the reasoning is deeper, but all of it is inherited from the philosophers and the people of theological rhetoric. It's all kalam, based upon aql. It's all based upon aql, intellect, wal'iyadu billah. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, so they say that the creation are described with the attribute of mercy. So therefore, they falsely and metaphorically interpret rahmah to mean something else. And this is false and rejected because Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, affirmed this attribute for Himself, and His mercy is not like the mercy of the creation as they claim. His mercy is not like the mercy of the creation as they claim, wal'iyadu billah. Because affirmation of it does not necessitate resembling Allah Azza wa Jal to the creation as they claim. That's in accordance to their claim. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى, verily Allah Azza wa Jal, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like Him, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And this is an important point as well, Ikhwan, that the Shaykh closed with. الْاتِّفَاقُ فِي الْإِسَمْ لَا يَقْتَدِ الْاتِّفَاقُ فِي الْمُسَمَّى. Agreement in name does not necessitate agreement in meaning. The agreement of something in the word itself, in the name, does not necessitate agreement in meaning. And I'll give you an example of that, inshallah ta'ala, which will make it clearer. فَلِلْخَالِقْ صِفَاتِ. The Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, has attributes, تَلِيقُ بِهِ وَتَخْتَصُ بِهِ. Attributes that are unique and befitting to Him. Is that clear to everyone? نعم. وَلِلْمَخْلُوقْ صِفَاتِ تَلِيقُ بِهِ وَتَخْتَصُ بِهِ. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. And the creation, we have attributes that are unique to us and befitting for us. And there's nothing like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ikhwan, I'll give an example for this principle. Al-ittifaq fil ism la yaqtadi al-ittifaq fil musamma. Agreement in name does not necessitate agreement in meaning and reality. If we look at, just even with the creation, let's take a mithal from something that we're all familiar with. A fly has a leg. The elephant has a leg. Are they the same? Is the leg of a fly same as your leg as a human? No. Mother, agreement in name does not necessitate agreement in meaning. Like the clock. Huh? Like the clock.
The clock? Has a face and hands.
Yeah, honey. Let's keep it, alhamdulillah, with the fly and the elephant. That's a bit clearer. Naam, so Ikhwan, if this is with regards to the creation, then we know, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. There's nothing like Him. So when we affirm for Him the names and the attributes that He has affirmed for Himself, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has affirmed for Him, then obviously, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. That's why we say, مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ, from belief in Allah, الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي كِتَابِهِ. To believe in what He has described Himself with in His book. And also what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described him within the authentic sunnah. Min ghayri tahreefin, without distortion, without denial, without resemblance to the creation, and likewise without stating how. It's clear, simple. Our aqidah ahli sunnah, it is clear and it is wadih. It's easy. Old woman, it's easy for her to understand. The young person, it's easy for them to understand. The one who is the most intelligent person in the dunya, the one who is not as intelligent as that person. Everyone can understand it. It's simple. There is nothing like Allah. Allah has names, beautiful names, and He has beautiful attributes that are specific to Him and unique to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attributes befit His majesty. Khalas. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Naam. Bila shak. Any questions, ikhwan? We finished there, alhamdulillah.